Hello from the edit, it's Future Alvin.
Yeah, so it's Cameron here.
Hi guys, Justin here.
Hey, it's your girl T here on After Sundown Podcast.
And you're locked into the After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Sit back and enjoy.
Enjoy.
It's about to be a mazzoline still.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have to turn it to you?
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
This is so
I feel so like you need to turn it slightly to you.
Is that better?
Or you could do it if you invert it upside down. So that it's coming
I feel
from
like
Tyra.
I talk really loud, that's why I don't want it slacking. I don't get hurt. Right. Is this better?
Go on.
Is this better?
Yeah. It's probably because I can hear you. And... Go on.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Better.
Okay.
Are you ready? Okay.
So you'll... No, we can
okay, carry on. So we're going to play a game just to start us off. So
Justin's games.
I know, man. Literally, this one's a kind of safe game, though. But you know what it is. You lot can make it dangerous.
Ooh,
but like, it's
I
basically
like that.
Everyone's. I say our first word, and then we go around in a circle, and we just make up a story. One word. It's called
one
the word.
Word
story. Word story.
Yeah.
Word
oh,
story.
Dear.
So everyone says one word to like form a story.
Cool.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Okay, so once.
Upon.
A.
Time.
In.
Tamworth.
Left.
Wow. Okay.
The.
Marga.
Oh.
The Marga.
Oh. Man.
And.
His. This has gone differently. Marga means
skinny. Big up. Wait, is that one?
Yeah, it can be. It can
be.
Big up.
Big up. You were the one that sent you that.
Concubine.
Ooh. What's a concubine?
Like Jezzy, basically.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just a side thing, man. Don't give her a Jezzy.
Yeah, it's
what, like, what, like August?
Like August.
And his concubine.
What did he say?
Like August Arsina.
Sorry, slight.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm really upset about that because I love August. Like his music. And, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
August,
what is he doing? He's an artist, isn't he? He got used, basically.
He didn't get used.
He got used, bro.
He knew what was going on. He voluntarily.
Listen, no, bro.
He knew what was going on. He's not
but
going
he
to
was
be...
he was vulnerable, fam. Man
but
was
Noah
vulnerable,
heard,
bro.
He was vulnerable.
Man was on drugs and that. He was younger. She's like, you know, she. I swear, when he was 20,
she had her life together and
exactly.
She used it
cool.
He
got
to
like
Jada Smith.
He's a little
exactly. Why are we acting like? Oh, this is the saddest thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Man's happy. He's sad now upon reflection, but at the time.
He was
living
his
back. Yeah, concubine.
Oh, yeah.
And the manga man is concubine. Had. Ooh. Careful now.
Mm-hmm. Had. Oh, yeah.
Hee
hee.
A. Ooh.
I'm trying to keep it PG. Someone take it left. Come on.
Make it R rated.
Bareback.
Horse. I thought I'd bring it back onto the straight and narrow.
Is that the straight and narrow?
Hey, that went.
A bareback horse ride. The next word is ride, surely.
Horse.
Do you know where the word bareback comes from? It actually comes from riding a horse without a saddle.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's me now. Well,
yes.
We know.
I was bringing it straight back to the straight and narrow. Anyway.
I do bareback horse ride.
See?
Spain. And Summers.
Spain. From Tamworth to Spain.
Yeah. If you try hard enough.
My words are boring.
Spain. Okay. Is and? That my level?
Wait, Alvin, are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh.
I need to say a few words.
Me too. I want it to go left because we keep on going.
Let's
say
two
left.
Words. Two words each.
Alright, two words.
Can we do two words each?
Yeah, two words. Go on. Words.
Okay, so you said and.
Yeah.
And they. I'll go and they.
Entered brothel.
Ooh.
Make it make grammatical sense.
Entered the. Leave it to Alvin, you know.
Trust me.
Dark.
Get two words.
And. I'm passing the buck.
Dark and.
Could have said alley.
Stingy. Alley. Brothel. Brothel, full stop. New paragraph. Gorgeous.
New paragraph, yeah? Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Ooh, I can say sound effects, yeah? Okay.
Oh no.
Oh lord.
Father happy friend. Mercy.
That was Alvin.
I know.
That syncopation.
Oh dear.
Ooh.
Go on.
Yeah, ooh ah.
Said the
concubine.
But he wasn't.
Hold on. Said the concubine gratuitously.
Oh,
geez,
that is a first.
That's how she got.
That is a first.
You say gratuitously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
Do I know what that means?
I don't think so.
Is it thankfully?
Yeah. Kinda.
Is it?
Gratuitously.
Gratuitously.
Gratitude.
Gratuitously.
Yeah, that maybe makes sense. If we break the words down.
Gratuitously. Yeah.
Syllable by syllable.
I'm trying to think, bruv. Gratuitous threw me off, bro.
That's full stop. Full stop.
Okay, who was full stop?
Who was she thanking?
That's what we all like to know.
That's a good one.
To that.
To the who, Alvin?
Mark a man.
Man with.
Ooh, with the.
Long John.
What did he? What did he have, Talitha?
Say it.
No. Say it.
You bleeped out, bro.
With the big package, that can be open to interpretation.
With the big package,
yeah.
Ooh, who was it, Justin?
My cheeks are hurting.
I know that was in context. That's actually a different context.
Is that what she said? Is that what she said?
Oh my
God. Wait, T, what did you say?
The girl from that one.
Oh.
Wait, T, what did you say? Big package.
And then she said,
I've got one.
My cheeks.
Yeah.
Of fruit.
Of fruit. Of fruit.
Oh my days.
Next sentence.
Oh.
Go on, this is the last round as well.
Suddenly.
Ooh. Suspense.
That's how I ended every primary school thing, you know.
Suddenly, comma. Space.
The Marga Man.
Interrupted.
Oh,
two words.
The
proceedings saying.
Wait.
That's why.
All right. Wait, that's
my wife.
I'm so confused.
Definitely his concubine.
No, but it could be that he saw his wife there.
Exactly.
And he was there with his concubine.
Thou shalt not steal.
Plot twist.
Wow.
My wife.
So what are we talking about today?
The last few commandments and that.
Today we have Abigail and Key with us in this episode. Shout out to the girl them.
Boom, boom, shabba.
Inside.
I'm the back place. And I'm better.
What's wrong with the people?
One, one and two.
All the ravers.
I'm dead. Three, four.
Fellas two.
That reminds me of what's his name? Comedian. Mo the comedian.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that a Mo the comedian reference?
Yeah.
Oh, semi, but obviously he got it from
Garage.
Yeah, Garage.
Oh.
Yeah. Garage culture. Wait, so what is it? Exodus 20 verse 15 to 17 to 18 actually.
There we go.
Yeah. Exodus 20 verse 15 to 18. Who would like to read in our hearing? Because
I've got to come back with the voice.
If you want. Exodus 20 verse 15.
It says,
yeah, just one.
Exodus
20.
That misty voice. Yeah.
15.
Yeah.
And it reads, "You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against one. Your neighbor."
Oh, are we just reading one at a time?
Are we going for them all?
All of them?
Read them all? Okay.
Just read all of them initially. Yeah, go on.
"You shall not cover your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's."
Amen.
The church said,
Amen.
Okay, so let's start with verse 15. Let's start with verse 15. And thou shalt not steal. Okay. Got a mad story on thou shalt not steal. Like, obviously, being like a rebel in the past. Do you know what it is, yeah? Like, I used to love stealing. I can't lie. There was something about
actual.
It's
real.
It's
real.
Like,
actual.
Yeah,
actual.
Yeah.
Nah, I never loved it. I never loved it.
It started in corner stores. Then it went to Tesco.
When you say corner store, what do you
where's
mean?
The first? Where's the biggest
corner
place
shops,
that you?
Corner
you've
shops. Oh, probably I thought you meant the Sabbath
PC
school.
Allegedly.
PC World.
Yeah, probably PC.
What'd you take?
Just call for games. Ooh, I wish.
I was gonna
just
say.
Just call for games though. Do you know what it is?
Oh, okay.
I got caught with someone. Like, you don't know the person?
Yeah. Don't know.
Just, I'll leave out the name.
I got caught with stealing, so.
My god.
Like, obviously, I got caught, yeah. Obviously, yeah. I got sent into the back with the manager, yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously. And you're just there, like, you just obviously there was a police fight there, so I'm thinking, what?
Dear.
It's crazy, but the other was like, obviously, they called my parents. Obviously, I went off.
How old were you at the time?
I was in school, so obviously, I skipped school, went to PC World, took a couple games, and then, yeah.
Is that the last time you stopped?
That was. Yeah. officially.
Officially. For the record.
Huh? I don't know if that was my last move, and it, like. Obviously, I had like a career.
So
that was my last movie. And I don't know what it is. Like, everything's like progress for me. Still,
man, so it's like money heist, you know.
Yeah, literally, it's obviously unofficially.
That's interesting.
To be fair, mom was more recent.
So, did they call the police? No, they didn't. The manager just.
The manager was like kind of lenient.
I just, you know.
It was a black manager, so he's like kind of, he said, calm. Like, I'll lay you off. Like, you have potential to have a good future, so. Just don't do it again, let me.
He did you sweet. That's so nice, man.
Did he give you the games?
No.
Of course not.
Imagine.
I still took the game after, but it's not the point.
So you never let you listen
to
me.
And the moral of the story
is... I did learn my lesson.
Don't get caught.
That's the lesson. No,
right.
I don't know what it is. Just shouldn't do it, really.
Yeah.
It's not really worth it. Especially like now that I'm working,
yeah.
I wouldn't really take anything... That cause obviously I've done a thing where like I'm even getting petrol, like, yeah. I've forgotten to pay for petrol,
yeah.
And I've driven back to the petrol station to pay for the petrol because it's not worth it.
And also like, especially when we're younger, we don't think too far ahead. and we like, we know that, like, I feel like I've, you know that the things that you're doing are kind of serious, but you don't really know that they're serious. Yeah, like, there's no thought of like, oh snap, like this is gonna be. No one when they're young thinks about DBSs and thinks about how hard it is to check. Like that's gonna be checked, and you might have a record and all sorts of things like that. No one does.
The plot twist is, I knew that I wanted to be a teacher. Yeah, I was teething from Primark. Let me know what sense that makes.
Not me.
I didn't think. Obviously, you don't think you're gonna get caught in it.
My whole uni shop. That t-shirt.
Do you know what though? If it goes down in the thing and it doesn't,
because sometimes
you know what?
I'm not gonna say
No, but you see, that is why is Steffery.
This is of course I'm not stealing for the sake of stealing. Like I had no money, I had money, but I spent it on the wrong thing. But
I'm not endorsing it. But if you're gonna steal,
that's like I wouldn't. For me, it didn't make sense to steal clothes. It didn't make sense to steal like little things that you didn't really
this
need.
This is crazy. Yeah.
Obviously, I knew stealing. This is like uni, so this was when I was 20. Yeah. I know it's wrong. Yeah, I know it's wrong.
And how old are you now?
I'm 22. So it was 2 years ago. I'm just gonna be really honest, because I needed the food.
I was like, yeah. I don't know how old I was. Let me see. The last time I can remember stealing from a shop would have been
back in the day. Yeah, I was gonna say mine was when I was 16. I'm not going any further than that.
I would say I was young because I was still in South Africa, and I remember being.
Oh, you were very young.
I remember being beat, sent back to the shop to get it back. But then I had stealing.
I don't remember ever stealing stuff.
I can't remember stealing. But that was the first one.
Cameron didn't steal.
Same.
What in my nature, bro? What am I stealing for? I remember stealing when I was like little and that. Like
I used to pickpocket people and then give it back to them and say, "Yo,
a trick.
That was really." Listen, put this in a good pocket.
You have two boxes in your face.
But for real, I pickpocket someone. I go, "Yo." No, it'd be at school though.
I thought
you was doing like real like.
Nah.
That's like Oliver Twist, you know.
I'm gonna pause this for just a second because I need to label everything because like.
Oh boy. In the Bible, someone stole.
Yeah, Zacchaeus.
Ananias and Sapphira.
Oh.
Oof.
Fire burn them.
Oof. Some heavy.
That's the more serious ones too.
David.
And Bathsheba.
We did Dave last week then.
He stole a whole person.
Did he steal?
He stole a whole person. killed the man he stole.
He committed a few.
Three in one job.
Might as well, yeah.
Four, covet. Man coveted. Then he stole.
Make the most out of your sins.
Then he killed.
And he committed adultery.
So before. Four.
You have to make the most out of your sins, guys. Come on.
Pardon?
Stop it. Ask forgiveness God's, one time.
God says if you do one, you do no more, so. Might as well.
For real? Oh my gosh. Don't say that.
I'm joking.
Oh my goodness.
This is what's wrong with the world.
So, examples of. What is theft? I was going to say. I wanted to ask
taking something
theft.
That's not yours. Talitha.
Swim.
Wow. Wow, girl.
You took on my spoon.
So theft is taking something that's not yours.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any more that could be added to that? Because what if I took Cameron's shoes and what if I wore Cameron's shoes?
Well, if you're taking them to bring them back, then you're borrowing.
Nah, because man says to borrow your bike and that, and it never comes back.
Oh, that's theft.
No, that's theft. You just didn't realise.
I would say if I were to add on, is it without their permission taking something?
Just says theft, the action or crime of stealing.
Oh, that's
what I think. And stealing does it require permission? Is to take another person's property without permission or legal rights and without intending to return it.
Right. So that's what. Okay.
So when I take a chocolate bar, I'm gonna eat it. So I'm definitely not gonna be returning that.
100%.
Oh, I've got an,
do you know what I mean?
No.
Got chocolate.
It's not even a chocolate. It's a grain bar.
Not so fun, really.
Yeah, everyone got excited,
man.
Oh yeah.
Gosh.
I never seen anything so sad.
Wow. You know, I'm not healthy.
What flavor is that? Like apple or something? Is it raisin?
Apple.
My. It's grape and raisin.
Right. Grape and raisin. Grape. Is it raisin?
Wow, saltada and raisin.
Oh, oh, you're eating it as well. Lovely.
It's all right. Listen, when you get food for free.
Sure, you can't complain.
I can. I wouldn't be taking that.
Yeah, I mean, I probably would.
But I hate raisins in it, so.
Mad.
Do you know, until I was the age of around 7, my mom told me that raisins were sweet.
Mad.
That's so clever.
That's what I'm doing to my child.
Really sad.
Yeah, but that was like
I'm doing that to my child. Mm-mm. I'm like cutting up watermelon, freezing it, and that's going to be their ice lollies.
It's lit though, you know? It's
not bad. Frozen fruit is actually really nice.
Frozen grapes.
Frozen mango.
I wish I'd had that done to me.
Pineapple, mango,
frozen
what?
Grape, pineapple
like,
and mango.
Oh shit, was done to me. I would love fruit.
You don't
think
love
of
fruit?
The deception. I'm
a more
like...
vegetable girl personally.
Really?
I love my veg.
Speaking of deception,
you see veg. It's not a bit of me.
You're a fruit girl.
Mm. I like both, huh? But I'm more. I'm funny about deception. Different ones.
Oh. What?
Fruits.
Like
banana.
I love lychee.
I hate banana.
I taught myself.
Nice.
To
I don't
like
think they're the best, but they're nice.
Banana's nice, man.
Anyway, we move.
Good.
Okay.
So stealing.
Is it ever okay to steal?
Yeah. No. Maybe so.
In a.
No, it's not.
Oh, I
want to
hear this.
In a desperate situation.
No, it's not.
Do you know what's really interesting about this situation? It's because I was watching, highly recommend everyone watching, the ethics talk that NEC Youth did.
Oh, a couple of days ago.
Yesterday.
A couple of days ago. Oh, yeah, so yesterday, but obviously when you guys listen to this, just search NEC Youth ethics.
Sorry, a few days ago. For the.
I'm sorry, I should laugh. Are you okay?
Yeah, this came back on me.
You want?
See, that's why you don't eat Alpen, man. It destroys your throat. Alpen destroys your throat. Those.
There's water right there. Water right there.
Grab it, bro.
Those grains. Those grains that just slice your throat.
Oh, my days.
Excuse me.
This is too much.
It was the wonderful that got me
stuck. Oh, it's heavy sometimes.
Are you good? Are you good?
So basically, I hate summarizing people because I hope I don't get it wrong. But basically, the man was kind of saying, so you know, with Rahab, and okay, we're kind of going to touch on it.
Oh,
okay. With how she lied.
Was that okay?
So
can
people,
we,
I know.
Can we start from the story, like the go through the story, because.
Yeah, oh no, because I just want to do it. Because we're going to do it later. It's just to make the point that sometimes. Yeah. We find ourselves in moral dilemmas, in inverted speech marks, because we're trying to, we think that choosing a certain option, such as it might be lying or stealing for that desperate need, we do it in order to
say that again. I did something stupid.
Where, from the beginning? I don't know.
No. Yeah, just start. Say, we find ourselves.
Okay, yeah. We find ourselves at times compromising on certain things because we don't know the end result. So sometimes people, you know, when people say the classic phrase, I did it because I didn't know what it was going to lead to, or like
a means to an end
kind of situation. Yeah. Whereas sometimes we often don't wait for God to actually, because God would never put us in a position where we should have to do that. So the classic thing, even with Abraham, you see in loads of examples in the Bible.
Oh, okay,
but what sometimes we do is we do those things out of fear.
Mm.
Not because we actually need
to
do those things.
It's quite
a deep concept, to be fair. Like when you're talking about, I was like, rah. So sometimes you're in situations where it's like you don't actually need to do it. You're doing it out of fear.
Yeah.
And then you try and justifying breaking the commandments because you're so fearful, when really you should be actually applying faith in that scenario.
Yeah.
Hello, Adrian.
Hey, Adrian,
can you get me some water, please?
We've just been interrupted by my brother.
Man, like Adrian, huh?
Oh, was there another bottle?
Yeah, that was two.
Adrian, grab a mic.
But yeah, so with the whole thing of is it ever okay to like steal and stuff like that, when he brought that argument, I was a bit like, oh, my opinions have changed.
Yeah,
my mum always says there's never a right time to do the wrong thing. So no matter what, Like, we should never just think, oh, I'm in a like situation, I need to so do
this,
wrong thing.
This is what I have to
like,
do.
Yeah. We have to have enough faith that God will bring us through. And if he doesn't, then that's okay because we did the right thing anyway. Mm. So I think that's very important. And self-stealing, like, there's never a right time. Like, when I was doing at uni, I could have just said, Lord, Lord.
No. You have to look at the reason why, because you're spending money on the wrong
Cameron. It's my point. It's my point.
Let's remake it.
Let her land.
Let's cover all angles, though.
Now, you're right. Like, I was spending money wrong, so I didn't need to steal. However, I could have just prayed to God and said, Lord, like, please, you know, give me the wisdom or even, like, give me the means to just buy my food.
No, I hear that.
Some people listen to this, like, wisdom won't feed me.
Literally.
I hear that still. Faith will feed you, though, fam. You step out in faith. What? Step out.
So, stealing. So we've been discussing some biblical examples. I was wondering if maybe we could go into some of those. So I guess in one word, is stealing ever right? No, it's never right, I guess, is the conclusion we've come to.
Was it the less of two evils? Sorry, I'm gone.
The less of two
evils. What if you had to choose between two of the commandments that you had to break?
Pardon?
Like, what if you had to choose between two of the commandments?
Appreciation.
If you break... There's a scripture which says if you break one, you break all.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's
exactly. I just want you to make that point. We can move on now.
I will find it and I will reference it later, I'm sure.
Now, because some people actually use that line. They're like, oh, well, you know. Thanks for agreeing.
Too many times now, just too many times.
James 2.
Verse 10.
Verse 10,
yeah. It's like, I only said a white lie. It's not like, you know.
Yeah, those ones are the dangerous ones too.
I didn't do X, Y, Z. Well, I can't lie. I definitely deceive all the time.
What is a white lie?
White lies are just...
It's a racial term.
It's a white lie.
Whoa. Wait. Let's go to that. That's one. That's the next one.
I was going to say, we skipped ahead very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my days, you know.
Hang on.
Keep moving.
Sorry, let's go back to stealing. Oops.
So back to stealing.
So you said it's not right to steal.
Yeah. Are we going to look into Bible characters?
We're looking into the Bible characters that are stolen.
Okay. So I said Ananias and Sapphira. They're one because they actually stole from God.
And what did they do? I mean, what did they steal?
His money. Was it actually tithe? Yeah, I didn't think so. They were all donating to the church, I believe, and they Paul, Peter, one of them two.
Peter.
Peter.
Yeah.
Peter. Watch
on our mouth. Oh,
you
don't even know.
I think it's Peter.
It's an axe.
It's an axe.
Yeah, it is Peter. Peter. Hold on. I'm trying to find it. Yeah, so they bought some land. They sold some land. Oh, and they didn't. They said that they were going to give the money to God.
Yeah.
Mad.
But then they only gave half.
Psych.
They said they were going to give all the money.
And God was like, okay.
They said they were going to give all the money to to God or to the church.
Yeah.
And they kept half. And then when they went and gave the half, Peter questioned them and then they dropped down dead.
Mm. But did the husband go first?
Shall I quickly read through it?
Quickly.
Acts chapter 5, verse 1.
Why does the man have to go first?
He did.
Well,
we don't know.
Leader of
so I'm going to read from Acts 4, and I'm going to read the last few verses from verse 33. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of land, of houses, sold them, and brought the prices of the things that were sold. So people sold, like the work of the gospel was sustained by people who sold, like some people who were rich would sell land, would sell their possessions, and the work was so sustained. And laid them down at the apostles' feet, and contribution was made unto every man according as he had need. So this is the background basically of what was going on at the time. So now Acts 5 verse 1, but a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession, and kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? Now here's the crazy part. He could have said, I am bringing half of what I sold, and
lie.
Everything would have been fine. Mm.
So he overpromised.
He lied.
Yeah, he was like.
Well, did he lie? Let me read it again. Sorry. So did he change his mind or did he lie?
No, he filled his heart to lie to the Holy. Go. It says, It says verse 3. But Peter, if someone has another version, but Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not yours?
Mm.
So was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not thine own power? So everything is how much he is to give. Everything is in his own power to do. Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart that thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God? So it seems as though beyond just like it's as though he must. My understanding is that he's been saying, "Oh, this is what we have done. We've given. We've sold the land, and we're giving all our possessions to the church." Mm. And they're saying this to people, or they're saying this to man, but they're not conscious of the fact that they're not only saying this to men, but they're saying this to God Himself. Mm. Let me not say the verse. There's a verse which says, "Shall a man rob God?"
Yeah,
ask the question.
You said that last week, someone.
Malachi.
About did I? Malachi 3?
3 verse 12, I think, or something like that. No, that's wrong.
It could be. I think it probably is Malachi 3. Shall a man rob God? Rob God. I'm looking it up while I'm. But yeah, so that's what's been happening so far. Anyway, I don't know where it is. I'll check. And then I'll continue on a little bit. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came upon all them that heard these things. And a young man arose, wound him up and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, "Tell me whether you sold the land for so much." And she said, "Yes, for so much." So they're lying about the amount that they sold the land for.
If they didn't steal, it's a lie.
It's a lying, but you've stolen in that act as well.
You stolen from God, yeah. It's both, two in one.
Too far.
You're withholding information. And thereby, stealing.
So, shall a man rob God? What is it? Well, they have also lied to God. I wonder whether it's a. You're right. Is it a lie?
I think it's a lie more because if they never intended to give God that money, then they never stole from him. I think it was the fact that they lied.
Yeah, but.
I get what you're saying.
I mean, I understand, but it's still. Still stealing because didn't they promise to give a certain amount? So just because you haven't given a certain amount yet, you kept it for yourself. So still that's that person's right to have it now.
Malachi 3 verse 8. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? So you have. Will a man rob God? God says, you have robbed me. And then we say, how have we robbed you? And then he says, in tithes and offerings.
Mm-hmm.
Not just tithes. Imagine, I know. Not just in tithes that we return the tenth of God, but also in the offering.
It's a tithe and offering?
Oh, did you?
It says in tithes and offerings. And so what they were doing was an offering. Then?
Yeah, we do.
Do we have to?
Really?
It's free will?
It's a free... We have to do it out of our own...
But we should want
volition.
To.
That's what I was kind of talking about last week.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Because, like...
So we don't have to. Two weeks ago.
Yeah, like, why would you do something if you're not... If your heart's not in it, if you're saying... So, like, I feel like God kind of allows us to do stuff in our within our own selves rather than him forcing it. I don't know if that,
does that
of us.
Apply to tithe. I believe it applies to offering.
I don't know if it applies to tithe, but I know like I feel like it applies to just giving.
Yeah.
I think it applies to just giving in a sense anyway, because
maybe, yeah.
Why would God have tithes and offering? Because he wants to see both sides. He wants to see the principle and then the own, you know, like zeal and like drive to give. Yeah, so it's both. Is it only money that we steal or what else?
Time.
We steal many things. Oh, oof, that's a bit deep.
That's a good one.
How do you steal time?
Steal it. Well, the whole.
Oof.
Have a flog. That one hurt me. Yeah. Still.
We have to say that one out loud because I don't think no one heard that stuff.
So you can steal the Sabbath.
Steal the Sabbath, basically.
Steal the Sabbath.
From Adrian.
How do you do that?
Shy.
When it's...
First brother and that.
Go on. I actually don't know.
When it's... I don't know.
It's one like, second okay. Assumed.
No, that one's too sad.
I can't remember what we're saying. Oh, yeah. Life. How we could steal the time on Sabbath. Because, you know, the ones where you know Sabbath is definitely here. But it's like, oh, let me just finish off my program, or
yeah,
let me, you know.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Done that a few times.
Just one more tune.
Just one more.
Yeah. Or even
or
like,
one more stop in the show.
You know that the song's not gonna finish by the end of this, by the end, like when Sabbath comes, but you continue to play it.
One song.
Yeah. No, I mean,
it's the principle of it. It's the principle.
Can't talk unless.
No.
Adrian, take the mic.
Take it, it's your turn.
Take it, come on.
That was Adrian. You know,
again.
You get in the headset.
You know what I mean? But yeah, and I think also a lot of things like with family, you know, say, I don't know if there's any listeners who are parents or whatever, you're taking time away from your children based on your business of what you're doing in life or even... Yeah, just like your responsibilities in church can like, so you think, so obviously it's good that you're doing it for God and stuff like that, but you have to set boundaries in terms of because your family could be affected or do you know what I mean? Like anything that you do, obviously temperance, so when you don't be temperate in those things, you then you're over obsessing or over indulging, and that can lead to stealing in different aspects of your life.
Jada stole from August, that's all.
Actually, let's go into this. Who is Jada and who is August?
No. They're not Bible characters.
I certainly don't recognise them as such.
They're found in Second Revelation.
Nah, you know, Will Smith's wife, innit?
I'm aware.
Okay,
I'm so disappointed. Am I disappointed? No. I knew that they were.
I knew that they had an open relationship. Like people were surprised.
They're very open about the open. She made one wild comment, which was
But why are they saying that? Oh,
like it doesn't matter, like whether we.
Yeah, we're still gonna be in this house. You could be on one end doing your thing. Yeah. I'll be on the other end doing my own thing. But we're in this house together.
Yeah, that's mad stuff. That's mad.
Dead. Anyways, back to stealing.
Yes, thank you, Adrian.
First class brother, sorry I have to say that,
relationship to the Sabbath, it's more like as in we've already covered that though.
Let's eat his bar, let him have it.
No, I feel like we've already covered it though,
yeah,
in like
covered it still.
You can steal like a lot of things, like you can steal the Lord's time basically. Obviously the Lord does say respect the Sabbath day, keep it holy, all of that. And then so obviously let's go on to verse 16, is it, with thou shalt not bear false witness.
A lie you tell.
Basically, in the words of.
So I want to go into Rahab because I think was she right in lying?
Yeah. This is the thing we'll never know because this is the thing. If she didn't lie, I'm pretty sure that God would have protected.
That case, yeah.
He would have protected the spies because he sent them there in the first place.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? He wouldn't have left them, but
I've
obviously.
Got a story.
Again in that discussion, that ethics talk, it was number one, Rahab would have feared for her own life in terms of she could have died by obviously protecting the spies. Then she's thinking the spies could have also died, and she's thinking, oh, I must do my, you know, duty to protect.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can fool yourself into giving reasons as to why you should do certain things, but
I would like to think that God would have come true. And even if he hadn't have come true, that was still part of his plan. But then, even, you know,
but then the line awkward.
But would the line be part of the plan? The reason, okay, the reason why it can never, we can't really say that God would allow us to break the commandments is because the commandments is meant to reflect God's character. And if, like, that would show that God's character almost conflicts with him, with himself, and God's character can't do that, and who he is can't do that. Therefore, if the commandments are there, the commandments are there, and they're there to be followed. So God would have, the plan, whatever the plan was, God, but obviously God still used Rahab. He didn't hold it against her. He still allowed her to be part of with the people them in it. But I think,
I missed that I'm gonna catch up on that.
It's really good. I only watched 20 minutes, and that's not 20 minutes.
I'm hoping I'm not repeating something that was said. But, like, what's interesting with the whole Rahab thing is, I don't know if Rahab knew better.
Yeah, that's
in that
thing.
Sense, right? Whereas there's a story of a guy called Uzzah, who did know better. Touched the ark. And what's interesting is he's doing it for the right reason. He touched the ark for the right reason. Did he not touch the ark?
Yeah, cool. The thing is,
but he knew not to touch the ark.
No, I'm not gonna get into it. Natural reaction. Do you know what I mean? When you see things dropping, you go,
"No, it's true."
Like, as in, like, me, a baby dropping, and you just naturally,
or like a bottle, or like anything, like anything that drops.
I remember a knife was dropping, and I caught it. That was a mistake.
So, but if I see something on, like, even if I see something wobbling, I'll naturally reach out.
So here's what's even crazier. If now, God says, under no circumstances, remember that they had to shield, so remember that Moses had to veil his face after he came down from the ark. The Shekinah was a representation of the presence of God being right there with them. So him touching the ark is doing what he's completely forbidden to do. In fact, in Exodus 19, when around Sinai, when God is about to declare the commandments, he says there's a perimeter put around the mountain, and they're told, don't even cross this threshold, don't even allow your animals to cross that threshold. So there's that explicit instruction. Now, he knew in detail that the only people who were allowed to touch the ark were the priests, and on top of, was it the priests, let me not be specific, Levites or priests, but all the priests were Levites, so let me say the priests, because I could get it. Listen, I'm going to say two sentences and then pick whichever one the correct one is. The only people allowed to touch the ark were the Levites. The only people allowed to touch the ark were the priests.
Did a second one still.
I don't know whichever one, I'll check, but whichever, anyway, like, so even they had to touch it in a specific way. They had to use the poles that ran through the
the hoops,
and they had to carry it by those, so it, everything was so specific, it was drilled into the nation that, you know,
don't touch the ark.
But
I get what you're saying.
Because listen, if something's on fire and it's dropping on the floor, I know I should not be touching fire. However,
would you react? For real?
Yeah, because my natural reaction
is
to catch
it. If a ball of fire,
if it's gonna drop on paper and cause a fire, of course
you're trying.
You'll try and.
You would.
You'll try and.
At least try and hit it. Let's say. You know when they drop out the oven again. You flick it definitely. So you might have just been flicking the ball of fire away from the paper that's going to cause a fire.
Okay,
you know,
I'm going to say, like, think of the ark as a heavy object. It's not,
you
just
know, but if you're probably thinking, oh my
okay
God,
maybe natural, maybe
God's natural, but thing is falling. How can I watch this Alvin, thing happen?
No, but that is the exact point.
Like, carry something in your hand, yeah, and then something could fall. You'll drop something in your hand and
yeah,
to catch something that's falling.
Demonstration.
Alvin just threw something, by the way.
Just didn't catch it.
I wanted to check. Really, I should have thrown.
Caught it. Oh!
I missed it.
Do you know what? I heard myself say it. I was just like,
"What did you say?"
I just catched it. Catched it.
He said that.
Me?
Caught. Wow.
Catch up. I had to double think that.
Oh man.
Bearing false witness against your neighbour, I think that's like specific, isn't it? Like when like,
have you, any of you guys called the next, during the pandemic, called the police to tell people one? That?
Yeah, we've moved on to that.
Have any of you guys called people? Called the police during the pandemic when you saw people out and about?
I'm out and about.
He's the first person out.
You should be doing that. If you're not doing it, then
I didn't make an agreement to be tell. I didn't,
trust me. There I didn't was make no an agreement signed.
To become a police a member of the police state. So. Or the state
one
of
second,
the police.
Have you done that?
No, of course not.
Just check it.
Nah, somebody said one lied against Nate, you know, anyone basically.
Lied against someone.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
No, bear it, no.
Say, this girl is
witnessed against someone, like bearing false witness. Witnessed against someone.
Yeah, so say, for something happened and you know the truth, and say you had to, I don't know, say something happened in school. And a teacher asked you, did X and X happen? And you're just like,
I think my face says I don't even have to say it.
You've definitely said it,
but I don't even have to say it. They'll go, oh, did you do such and such? And I'll just stare. Oh, did so and so do that? And I'll just like... And you know
involved.
I'm not involved still.
Say if your friend was in the wrong kind of thing. If your friend was in the wrong...
If my friend was in the wrong, they were in the right, bro.
Yeah, exactly. That's a very false witness.
I just don't say anything.
But is that a lie by omission if I don't say anything?
That's an ethical.
It is a lie by omission.
Why?
Because you're choosing not to do something.
Actually,
I've chosen not to give an answer. Full stop.
Okay, that's not a lie of omission.
It is.
No. I think a lie of omission is saying something that's true, but not saying the totality of something. But to not say something is to keep your right to remain silent. And that is to say nothing at all. And it's to say nothing at all to... I think there are other things that are wrong.
It is.
To say nothing at all. Is that a lie of omission?
If you could do something to actively prevent...
That would be a lie. But I mean, like, what I'm thinking...
Yeah, but if you're
like,
meant to be telling the truth in a situation...
Yeah. And you choose neither to tell the truth, in theory,
you should do it.
I agree.
Why are you not telling the truth?
Because I don't want to get my friend in trouble. Or didn't.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, you know what I mean? But that's the omission.
I thought a live omission would be like for me to like say, okay, a lie of omission to me would be like to say, what's the
because omission is to either do something or the act to not do something. If you're telling something
but you don't say everything that happened,
that's a lie of omission.
That is what I thought. I thought a live omission would be to say, was the person, if say a policeman asked me, were you speeding? I say, I was driving, you know, I was driving.
No, then they go,
oh, were you speeding?
I was doing 32, but I weren't actually, but really I was doing 47.
No, that's a bare-faced lie. Well, I was, I had the wheel. That's, yeah. I'd say, if they said, no, I was driving, I was the one driving. And it's true, I was the one driving.
But
and
he
goes,
asked you, are you speeding?
Okay, serious question, yeah. Is this a lie? Because obviously I feel like I don't lie anymore. But like I tell the truth smartly.
Oh, you're so
lying.
Oh my days. The corruption in this family. Go on.
For example, in the past year, I've literally like said to someone has asked me.
Yeah.
It's so mad, if people hear this, the amount of phone calls I'm gonna get. Like,
can we bleep it out then?
No. Let his phone ring. It might start now.
But like, I've basically said to if someone asked me like, "Oh, have you slept with someone else?" and I've said no.
I've whispered in my ear.
No, that's a lie.
That's not a lie. No. I've said the truth.
No, it's a lie because you haven't told that person.
Wait. I've said it to them, whether they hear it or not.
Let Abigail go on. Is that not smart truth? Let me answer by telling you what a lie by omission is. Lying by omission, also known as a continuing misrepresentation or quote mining, occurs when an important fact is left out in order to foster a misconception.
Wait, you just said left out though?
You didn't leave it out.
He didn't leave it out. He didn't leave it out. He didn't leave it out.
Just a question.
Because if you're not telling the girl, is she hearing it?
Wait.
Is she hearing it?
She's not hearing it.
Question. Yes, she I've is. Got a simple question. I've got a simple question. What is your purpose for whispering?
To foster misconception.
Wait. What is it? Like, it depends on what is your purpose to whisper. Actually, did you whisper it right in her ear?
No, no. To himself.
Directly to her.
No, you.
Like, no, you.
You whispered
it
in your head.
I didn't whisper. I didn't whisper in her head. Yeah. I was looking at her, but like in my head. Okay, in my. Ooh, in my mouth, you can basically just be like, mumble.
Oh, Justin, that's...
Like,
okay, next one.
I'd be like, what?
My vision includes the failure to correct pre-existing misconceptions. Did you correct...
I know, but that's why I'm saying, you know, before, with the whole thing, if you have an opportunity to... If someone asks you a question and you... Okay, you might have your right to not say anything, but if you're choosing not to correct something, that is still...
But you're not correcting it because they don't know whether it happened or not. They're just trying to find out.
No, like, but I mean
or
more.
For me,
the misconception.
My thing is, if I am, look, if I don't say anything, I'm not lying. I think there's situations where it's still wrong. If someone has done something, I'm answering this question, and I don't answer it, you say that's not a lie. I don't think
it
that's
is,
a lie.
Is not told the
that
truth?
Lie, yeah.
No, well, neither have I told a lie.
By not lying, by not telling the truth, the opposite of telling the truth is lying. By not, even if you are silent, you're still.
Okay, let me ask a question then. When Jesus on Jesus' trial,
So now, go on. Because watch, go on.
No, you have to agree.
As a Christian podcast,
Go on.
No. At Jesus' trial, he was asked several times whether or not he was
the Son of God.
Whether he was the Son of God. For a large period of time, he is silent. Is he lying?
Oh, good breeze.
No, he's not lying.
For a large period of time, he was silent. Is he lying? No.
In fact,
I'm about to get to the portion of the trial.
But he never stopped. Even though he was silent, he never just left it there.
He left them no opportunity to doubt that he was the Son of God. But he didn't answer. He didn't verbally answer.
He did eventually.
He does at a point.
Exactly.
He does.
So he didn't. He never left them hanging. Whereas if you're ever silent and you don't follow up on it, then you're just leaving it.
Say, okay, if I'm asked the question, then I've committed many a lie.
I'm not saying,
But I mean, like, okay, say...
I was thinking back, you know.
You're signing a form. You shouldn't be giving me reasons to cover yourself. No. I'm saying, you're signing a form and it says, are you male, female... And nowadays it says non-binary or prefer not to say. And you tick prefer not to say. Are you lying?
No, because you've answered the question.
Exactly.
Yeah, but not saying anything is saying, if I'm asked a question and I say, I prefer not to say. Is that, because to be silent is the same as to say, I prefer not to say.
Okay, the only reason why I'm saying there's nothing wrong with having a right, but when you're right now... Yeah. Like stops the cause of just do you know me like if
no, I know that's and when I believe a problem, that is wrong.
That's what I'm saying. So for
but
me,
I
you
don't
can't
believe
just
that
argue
it's a
that
lie.
Silence is
okay.
That's what I'm saying because
I think silence is all silence to an extent. All I'm saying is silence is not a lie. That's what I think. But whether or not it's okay, I still think it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that it's a lie. I think it's wrong for other reasons. In that, as you said, you're preventing the you're obstructing the cause of justice,
mm-hmm.
I think that's wrong. But I don't know if it's. But I can't.
All I'm trying to say is, like, obviously, society has given us a right to remain silent. Mm. Just because society puts things in place doesn't mean that it's correct to do from a Christian perspective. That's what I'm trying to say. Because, for example, classic is always things with, like I always think with these things, medical stuff. Yeah. If, like, I could have done, say, a patient's in a situation and I could have done something to prevent them from dying or whatever, and I choose not to, me. Omitting, not doing, letting them have their natural cause, I'm still held accountable for that. So I still see that same principle with everyday life and what you do. You can still be held accountable for your silence. So therefore, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I agree. It's an interesting.
It's complicated.
I still need to think about it more because my mind is not. I'm still as I'm speaking. I'm mulling it in my head, and so, you might have persuaded me, but I don't know.
Has anyone had any other situations? By the way, just want to say for the record, that was just an extreme example that I gave.
That was personal, from personal experience.
I was going to say, it sounded too convicted for it to just be, you know, an example.
No, but I've done it before, but like, it's that was an extreme example.
Yeah, it was an extreme example.
I've definitely lied.
Yes, I'm not saying that we haven't.
Come on.
I am trying to be more like truthful.
Yeah, 100%.
I feel like I'm truthful now.
You think you can be truthful all the time?
Yes.
You should be.
You know, sometimes if you actually think, like if you pause before you speak, like even little things, like knowing someone asks you, "Oh, what's up?" whatever, you don't actually have to say nothing. You can say, "I don't want to say what it is right now." Like you're still addressing it. You're still telling the truth that something's up. But I always do nothing. It's clearly my face push up.
Yeah.
Body language shrivel up, and I'm still acting
people
like
people don't have common sense. You know, they just always push.
Like, well, that's annoying when people do that as well. Yeah. Nice, it's like I'm clearly upset. But I can't be people.
You've got a way of taking them like dumb.
I find it hard, bro. Yeah, reading people.
It's brilliant. Anyway, sorry.
Look at their facial expression. Sorry, camera. We know you're bad at communication. You get in there, man.
Whoa. He actually is so poor, you know.
Do you know what, Cameron, you are.
He called me. He was like, "You're bringing a mic." I said, "You didn't ask me to be." He was like, "Yeah, I did." I swear I did. I said, "You
That's like when he phoned me and said, "Are you here? Are you coming?" You didn't give me a time. You didn't give me a time.
I knew that was going to happen as well. I was going to tell you. You didn't give me a time. I was going to tell you.
Come, it's okay, man.
It's not.
You're okay. Here, though.
We forgive you.
That's the main point. You get me? So my communication is clear.
It's getting
like
better.
That.
It's getting better, man. Yeah. Love you, Cam.
Everyone was on time today.
I think it's possible to be truthful, but I think the truth hurts sometimes, isn't it? Nah, and I don't think people are ready for people to be.
Has anyone seen the film The Invention of Lying?
Bro, that is a big boy film. Who's I'm thinking like if I was to be that person.
It's a bit devilish, but it's
devilish.
If you were to be the like it's the listen, it's a story of the first man to ever lie.
Oh, I remember seeing something like that. Yeah,
who's the first man to lie?
The devil.
But he was in
heaven at the time.
Yeah, he was still.
And have you seen the poster, the image of the poster?
Nah, if it's scary, I don't want to see it.
It's not even scary.
It's not scary.
It's like, you know, images are subtle imagery.
Like the guy, you know what? Imagine just like being a world that you've never heard a lie before, and then like to invent a lie. How crazy would that be?
Yeah, that's so true.
Like you can imagine, he went to the bank and it's like, oh, I've got this so much amount in my account. Obviously, because you've never heard a lie before, it's like, okay, this must be a thing. Like,
that's
so we made
true.
A mistake, so it's our mistake. So we're gonna give you this money now.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my god.
Can you imagine?
That's a dangerous place.
That's sick.
So here's one of the
people
posters.
People exploit it.
Yeah.
Oh, because he's in heaven.
Yeah, he's in the sky. There's another one that I want to show you, which is even crazier. There's three of him stood side by side.
Oh, okay.
You get it. And it's still the heavenly background.
Three of them stood side by side.
Trinity.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was Adam and Eve and Satan. Because they're the ones who lied in the beginning. But fair enough.
Oh. But it's like, Satan. Here's the other one.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, right, yeah.
What's going on with you?
Right.
Yeah, mad.
But like, those are such subtle things.
Because the Bible's lit, that's why. And they're always trying to add it into their films.
Always,
and that,
always. In fact, there's one scene where he hands out he creates commandments and he invents God and he says, and the commandments are written on pizza boxes.
Oh,
and those
pizza
are the two
now.
Tablets.
Wow. And he got everyone around as well. Yeah.
And then he goes like, oh, so but God is like this. And then people really like God. And then the next bit is like, oh, God, did God give my mom cancer? Did God do this? Did God do that? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, and then obviously people are swearing at God, and then
taking
at the next
Lord's
moment,
name in vain. No,
yeah.
That's mad, bro.
Like it's,
I'm gonna watch it.
And that's the bit that I forgot about the film until recently. I completely forgot that scene exists, and I just like I completely thought of it on the level of what a sick film.
Yeah, those films like even right. Those Bruce Almighty, Evan Almighty.
Yeah.
Blasphemy, man.
Yeah, they are crazy.
Yeah, let's stop there.
They are anyway. Crazy. Sorry.
So I feel like we've finished. That's from that bare false witness.
Can I ask? No, hold on. Can I ask a question?
Go on.
So time of trouble comes. Let's say we're all, you know, we've married, we've got kids now. Sticky, amazing. Sticky.
No, they we're not come. Expose positions. We're not gonna lie and like do anything like that.
Really though, really though. Are you just saying that? Are you actually not going to?
Dead serious. I'm like, yo, kill me. The thing is, I'm not afraid to die, so I'm like, yo.
No, but it's not about you. Like, it's about your family. So let's say that they've come and they're saying like,
kill me.
So okay, no, wait. Say your whole set it up. Yeah, so it's let's time say of what?
It's time of trouble.
Yeah.
And the persecution starts. I don't know exactly how it's gonna happen. So. This might not be an accurate representation. Some soldiers or whoever it is comes knocking at your door,
yeah,
saying, "We know you're all Christians."
You say soldiers?
I don't know.
Sorry, it's just not accurate.
Just registered. The police, yeah, whatever they, whoever they are, these authority people in authority.
We're a special unit. Just saying, but go on.
That's fine.
They've come, they're knocking at the door and they're saying that, like, we know you and your family are all like Christians.
Prove it.
So they don't care. So we're taking you all away, like we're gonna kill you all now, so where is everyone? Your family's hiding upstairs in the attic. What are you gonna say?
That's another Rahab situation.
I would say come inside and see.
The Lord will hide them.
I would say come inside.
That's, you know, the thing is, I don't think we've actually seen God work like that. So, like, in the time of trouble, he's going to work
the miracles that God's going to do in the time of trouble.
But also, it may be destined for us to just to die as well.
Yeah, no.
There's that too.
Yeah, no.
We love to look at the positive.
Yeah, no.
A time of trouble ain't going to be that positive.
Yeah, I know that, but... I reckon God's gonna cover his people at a certain point. Every single one that believes in him is gonna cover them.
Let me say, I want to say two
things.
But
the covering is within God's will, so it's gonna be like,
you
know what I mean?
You might die.
I'm not.
Because that is what is destined for you and your family.
100%. I don't know if I can give away my children,
almost like a sacrifice.
Yeah. I want to say two things.
And it depends.
I want to say a few things actually.
Yeah, like say my 3 or 4 year old, I can't.
But what if they give themselves up?
If my kids give themselves up, trust me, they're not going to, because they're my children.
No, but you may have told them so much about God that they're just saying like, that their faith is stronger. Imagine that your child's faith is stronger than yours. Lord,
you know,
I'd cry.
Come down, you come to the door with me, do you know what I mean? But if you're hiding in the attic, I don't know if I can say, oh yeah, they're all my kids upstairs in the attic.
Yeah, I think we just trivialize stories, isn't it? Like, we trivialize stories, like, for example, the Abraham story where he has to take his son up to be killed or whatever. So, like, we don't deep that obviously people in the Bible have gone through stuff like that with their kids as well. And God has asked for that to happen. But in the end, certain stuff didn't go on. Now, obviously, I hear Talifa's point of, like, God could have, or not killed him, but, like, yeah. That would have happened, like the son would have died or whatever, but at the end of the day, the son would have gone to heaven, and it, like, you know what I'm saying?
Isaac. God says in Hebrews 11, in Hebrews 11, it actually says, wait, in Hebrews 11, it says, Abraham believed that God would raise him from the dead.
Yeah, I've seen that, but my thing is, like,
because he was the son of promise. So Abraham said, Abraham's thinking was, God said I'm going to have a son. I've had the son. I should not have had a son. I'm old. I'm ancient. So is my wife. Her womb is barren. I'm
done.
Using biblical words. I'm not causing
infertile
offense. It was, thank you. It was in, I was looking for the right word and I couldn't find it.
Finish.
His wife was infertile. His wife was infertile.
White chicks.
School days. Oh my days, it's like powder. My chest.
Hey, I love those ones, you know.
So like, breast, he counted milk. It for right, so I'm gonna have, I have hiccups. What was that trick again?
It's the Alpen, man.
Draw a name.
Oh yeah,
you can't
reach.
I don't think it's gonna. I don't think I have it yet. Praise God.
Okay.
So he has this child, and God said he would. So now, and God has said it's through this child, not Ishmael, that the promise will be fulfilled through. As in, Christ will come through Isaac, not Ishmael. So when he says, go and kill Isaac, he goes, you go to kill Isaac, but you said it's through this, through... So then to him, it's just like, oh, well, okay, well, you'll raise him from the dead. Mm. He does not even tell Sarah in the morning when he goes.
So then, I wouldn't. So then, should stop him.
So then will we have that type of belief? Like, because we know that Jesus is coming again.
There are two things.
So you know that if, you know, whatever happens, my children are going to be raised up, fam. You know what I mean? Like, we should have that type of, I'm not saying I'm there yet, you know, but I want to have that type of faith to where, like, nothing. Because think about it. Because
then you actually have no stress. And you, and this is the thing, you know you're in the end, because it's like, you would.
It's the end game.
You know. So then it's like, it's one of the ones where it's just like.
Hey, these feels are funny, you know. It's like Satan is just keeping on track with it. It's like, end game right now. We're in the end game. And that's anyway, side note. I think what's. I interrupted.
Game, I feel like we're in Infinity War, to be honest.
Right now.
We're in the end game?
You say that. Thanos already clicked his fingers.
Huh?
Thanos already clicked his fingers.
No, not yet.
Yeah, I say we're in Infinity War,
bro. Has he clicked his fingers?
And everyone's gone.
Probation ain't not yet. But this not is yet. The thing. He hasn't clicked his fingers yet.
We're end game when, like...
Thanos is gone.
When you've got the 144,000...
Yeah, it's a representation of God. He's not God, sorry.
That's end game. When you've got the 144,000, that's when end game starts.
I think Endgame, Infinity War ends at the clicking of the fingers and half of the population is wiped out. Then remember, in the second film, they are resurrected again by those, they rise up again.
Oh, yeah, that's
Oh yeah, we are still in Infinity War.
We're in Infinity War, yeah?
Yeah, you're right.
Wow.
Because the devil's still battling for our hearts, you know what I mean? Infinity War has been doing it for all these years.
Yeah.
Thanos is going country to galaxy to galaxy. You know?
But Thanos is a representation of God. That's the crazy bit.
No, he's not. Not.
Thanos has all Iron the Man power.
Is God. No, but how no, did it? No, not. But how Iron did? Man no, is, but how? Iron did, Man
let me wait. Let me. Let's go. No, let's go. Thanos wait. Took
how can he represent God when Thanos is taken?
Wait. Let's go through it. Let's go through it. Watch the film again.
I've watched it about four times.
Wait. I know. Like, just watch. Say Infinity War. They have flipped who God is. God is not good. He's not. They make him evil.
Now, okay. Thanos would be God, but they're no at the same time.
Now, remember.
I wouldn't say Thanos is ever God. Nah. Because he's robbing.
Let Alvin talk.
So, okay. Who has all the power? All power.
He has to collect.
Yeah, I know because it's a film. It's not a perfect. It's not but perfect. Who has all the power?
The different
names. Who has dominion of the earth?
Who has dominion of the earth?
Yeah, right now.
As in real life or
in real life?
God. Oh well. Yeah, but let me just draw it out real quickly.
go on.
So you have Thanos. Thanos, with a click of his fingers, destroys half of the world's population. Yeah, he has the power through the stones.
Exactly.
But he judges the world, as it were, and destroys most of the inhabitants of the earth. Yeah.
Okay.
Then you have the Avengers, who there's a great battle at the end in Endgame.
Yeah.
They run to attack Thanos, the most powerful being, and win.
Yeah.
But let's look at the characters really quickly. You have Iron Man? Iron Man, Tony Stark, who is not a nice character. He's a warmonger
He was a warmonger.
No, that's what I mean.
What do you mean he was?
He was a warmonger.
What is he now? Does he not create? Does he not? Who?
He creates it for himself, though. Iron Man, before he created. Why are we talking about Avengers?
Trust me, I was going to say, we've gone far left.
This
is a new conversation.
Yeah.
Iron Man now, like, after.
You know what?
After Iron Man 1, when he gets captured.
Yeah.
When he gets captured by the Taliban, literally, he changes his mind. It's like, I don't want to do war no more. So literally, he's like, kind of changes.
I'm going to send you. Do you know what?
As soon as he becomes Iron Man, he's no longer a warmonger.
I'm going to send the link out.
Of the is this the
Little Light
Studios, Infinity War, Is it, what is it called?
Marvel movie.
Yeah, it's on the on that whole Marvel universe story.
I don't have to watch it too much.
Watch it.
Thanos has to be the devil, man.
But I'm just gonna say, do you agree to watch it? Because I want to actually go on.
I'll try, but only for time.
I'm stopping.
How long is it? It's like under 5 minutes, isn't it?
No, it's an hour.
An hour
something. You can.
I'll watch it parts.
Do you have I'll send it to you as a link, so you can listen to it at work. Like, when you see throughout everything, everything that they say, all the good characters say, even about God, it's mad. When you hear the language of Thanos is the language that people use to God. He calls... Thanos calls everyone his children.
I get that.
Exactly. No, when has the when has Satan said my children?
No, but not literally.
No, but I'm saying but I'm saying in a literary sense,
guys,
yeah.
Let's bring this to an end.
Key, the voice of reason.
Let's bring this to an end.
Marvel still bangs.
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed the films.
Would there be any more?
It might change your mind.
You know what? If I'm aware.
Yeah.
Then it's okay if I still watch it. I'm no longer being influenced.
Is it? You still be influenced.
Stay woke.
We'll see. I really like Marvel, so it's.
I love films. Maybe that's part of my journey. You know what I mean? Very...
Okay, so let's go.
Sorry.
Are we done with Lion now?
Yeah, we've done.
Yeah, you're so the one that brought it back up. In summary, Lion.
Okay.
In summary, Lion.
Yeah, no, we're done with it. No, we've got one left.
Have you read a Bible text about Lion, or have we just, you know?
We haven't.
We've literally only read.
Well, I didn't end the description.
Yeah, but we talked about earlier with Rahab and that. So.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Lion lips are an abomination.
Leave this discussion out about whether or not we've discussed.
It is.
It's been on for too long.
I feel like the listeners don't know where to go for Rahab.
It won't be in the description.
It will be Samuel something. Oh no, it's not Samuel.
No, it's definitely not Samuel.
No, I'm thinking. It's more like something else.
Numbers.
What's the story?
Who's I was
it?
Thinking of
Rahab
as a
Uzzah.
Joshua?
Joshua, there we go. Oh my goodness.
So it's either in Joshua or Deuteronomy.
It's in. Joshua.
Well,
chapter 2.
Yes, Queen.
What booty?
What booty?
You know what I mean?
Mark.
Us people are.
Justin has cut out his bottom.
Look at him back in the mirror.
All right.
Cool. He said what bottom?
All right, cool. We'll do the last one.
Was that to me? It was Abigail. I could have convinced you it was you.
Yeah, I was like, was it?
I really could have convinced you.
Please, hey yo, we're doing the last one. Yeah?
Sorry.
We're doing the last one.
Covet.
So who wishes that?
I think that's quite a big one.
So what is coveting though?
Coveting.
Envy
and it. Yeah, envy and stuff.
Which can lead to greed.
Wanting what someone else has, basically. So obviously in that verse, it talks about coveting a wife, a manservant, a maidservant. His ox, his ass. His ox.
Sorry, Cameron.
His ass, and his neighbor.
Are you talking about what we should have covered? So that's the equivalent of a car.
So a donkey would be a horse now.
They're
so
murder transport.
What would the maid servant and manservant be?
Wife. It could be your wife.
It could be your children.
Nah, that's not your maid servant.
Maid servant and manservant. I think that would just be general possessions.
I think that's assets.
I think that's general possessions. Like houses.
In the old days, when people used to have au pairs and actual people who were
a liability, actually.
Congratulations, you are to leave, I just say.
No, it's an asset.
I'm not married yet, thank you.
It's definitely an asset.
There are countries in the world where do you get what she means? They're a liability.
Your spouse is a liability
100%.
Your spouse is 100% liability.
They have asset characteristics, but they're a liability.
They are 100% liability.
That's a bit cheeky. So what if, like,
in a technical financial sense?
They are a liability, especially if you don't have a prenup. I won't be having one because I don't own anything, but I'm just saying the principle.
That's true, still, yeah, it's true.
Fair. They're a liability. And that's the thing, we should obviously trust. But a liability, people are walkless, as we also looked in the last episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. It's Rachi, he's looking at girls out here, you know, like.
You better.
Wow. Yeah, because you don't
want to. Literally.
Skip over that quickly. All sound effects would have been said just then.
I have to do my own sound effects.
It's our first 50-50 episode.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Literally.
So, coveting. Recently, a friend of mine got a new.
I was waiting because I kept getting that for
he doesn't have a mic, it doesn't count.
I knew he was gonna do it. Anyway,
so a friend of mine recently bought a car. New car.
What car is it?
I can't say.
Oh, too specific to the person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just say it was a Ford. So he bought.
Oh, you know
a
who
Ford.
It is?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, I could say he doesn't. Actually, bought a new car. I sat in it and I drove it a little bit, and all of a sudden I was like, "Oh, and I was thinking, I don't know what came over me. I was like,
"I hear that. Listen, I need to see Alvin, I just bought a new car, and it's the exact car that I want." He just bought a new car. I was angry. That's how much the coveting came to me.
Do you know what I had to say?
Adrian, we're not going to go into it because I'm so hurt. I was angry because I was like, how has he got that before me? Like, I'm too grown for him to be getting that car before me. Wow. Plus, I want it. Yeah. And, like, it's so weird how, like, coveting works because I didn't think I was gonna be angry. I thought,
congratulations! And everyone's like, yay!
Yeah,
but your inside saying no.
I was angry, and then my friend was like, and then I think I was meant to go see Javen, and I knew I was gonna be there. And I thought, I don't even want to go because I don't even want to see the car. That's how deep rooted coveting can be, and it's a problem. Like, yeah. It is a problem. Because
when I got here at worship, I was like, I mentioned it. I was like. I was praying. I was like, Lord, suppress this feeling of envy. Lord, remove it. Thank you. Remove this feeling of envy.
Sometimes
Lord.
You only want it suppressed. Yeah. Trust me. It gives you a little bit of drive.
Yeah, it
honestly,
does.
It does. It helps you.
I'm telling you now, you're looking like. Actually.
One day we soon come.
Listen.
A little bit of drive. You're so right.
No, it actually does.
But then I had to talk to myself and I was like, Alvin, your car is perfect. You looked at it, you wanted it, you bought it. That's the car
you looked
at.
You have to remember why you got there in the first place.
And then I started thinking, and then, you know, and when you get back into your car, you're like, oh yeah, it has all these things.
It's nice. Yeah.
The grass,
not just, it doesn't just get me from A to B. It's actually a sick car.
You know what?
I've got wing mirrors that adjust automatically.
I have cruise control, and here I am thinking, why am I coveting, only because it's just a bit larger.
That's all it is. His car's just a bit larger.
But that's the thing, like, I'm on a bike. It's so funny how it works because the reason he's got that car is because he like didn't go to uni and I did. Obviously, if I'd just worked, if I'd dropped out of uni last year, could have had that.
The moral of the story: uni's a scam. Thank you.
Tell them.
If I'd have just worked and carried on working from where I was working last year, like they offered me a job and I could have taken it, I could have easily, like within a month, I could have got the car. Do you know what I mean? So it's funny because when you actually realise what you've got instead, it makes it not like.
I think it's important.
Two cars and a house. Come on. No time soon, come, Abby.
Trust me.
Think about it's important to think about your journey. I think it's so easy to look at other people and say, "Oh yeah," but you have to. You have to remember where you are going.
Journey. Yeah, your journey. Is
listen,
your journey.
I'm telling you now. I got rid of that Audi.
And
said,
you had a beautiful
I got rid of it because I need a mortgage. I said, listen, okay,
it wasn't the fact that the finance is killing me, the finance is not killing me. Mm. I'm paying it, but I'm not saving what I want to save. Mm. So it's not causing me any problems.
Children, listen.
Really, it's causing me a problem. So yeah. I've got this big car, I'm driving this big whip. I feel good in the whip. I feel good, you know. Good. I'm driving, I feel good. Whip. I'm at the traffic lights, I'm looking at people like, what? But listen, the bank account is burning, do you understand? So you're happy that. And then I look at people at traffic lights now when they're looking at me like, huh? And I'm thinking, oh, Lord.
It's okay. It's okay.
No, it's on my journey and I need my mortgage.
It's okay. When you don't get an invite to my wedding, just know I'm saving my coins,
uh-huh.
My mortgage, okay?
Right.
It's not about accommodating for everyone to just watch you eat my
for
money.
For real. For real.
Literally.
For real. For real.
You
know,
like, it's all true. You know, like,
do you know what I mean? Like, you have to actually put your priorities in order. And I can't, like, even now with the whole planning, I'm thinking, oh, I wish I could have such and such, or these decorations, or because obviously it's your dream of how you always want things to be. But it's like, I'm still a student.
You gotta be realistic.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I really don't have a penny to my name. But when I become a doctor, nobody.
Hey. What are they gonna tell you, bro?
Whoa.
Nothing. Not gonna tell you nothing, bro.
I'm making my way, and it's okay.
Making my way downtown.
I'm
a
basic person, that whole band.
Dude, totally awesome, yeah. Awesome.
Anyways, guys, one of the stories.
Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Now, on a serious one, though, I hear that coveting thing because, yeah, I mean, when it's I used real? To, you know, breathe on my car window.
The car had no heating, guys.
My car, basically, I fixed my heating in it and then it broke. So then I was like, Bonnie, I might have a video of me breathing on my window, fam. You get me? But obviously, you know what it is. But you know what it is. You know what it is. One sec. So like, now that I've got my car that I do have now, I feel like very grateful for it because obviously I've heated, you know,
I feel like that wasn't coveting. We have had similar experience. I used to have to stop like every 3 miles or so to top water up in my car. See, I used to have to top water up in that Skoda.
remember where you came from, man. Remember where you came from.
There's gonna be a video on Instagram of that.
Yeah,
but like,
put that up,
so. To me, that's a necessity. That wasn't. I wasn't coveting car. I was like, I need a car.
I need a new car.
Car. But when I got into Dante's car, that was coveting.
Yeah.
I think the thing is, you could go from having a 2005 Fiesta. And then getting a new car that you need, so going to a 2010 Fiesta, you know? Mm. Or you could go from 2005 Fiesta to Lamborghini. Now we're being ridiculous, you know? Now you're being ridiculous. Mm. If you need the car, get the car. Yeah. But if you're getting the car because your brethren's car is sweet, you silly, guys. Stupid. I'm sorry.
I think there's a fine difference as well. Ridiculous. There's a fine difference between your friendship circle motivating you to do better and you envying what they're doing, because I remember when a lot of my friends started to graduate and it, and I was like, oh, I need to graduate, you know, like I remember seeing their results and seeing the posts or whatever, and I was like, fam, I need to do my best, you know, you get me? And then the next year my time came, you know, and look what's sweet.
Listen, guys, in this room, we've got three people with first degrees, yeah? First class honours.
And 1 second.
And also, a 2-1 is... Listen, praise God for the 2-1, because I'm not one of the first. I'm not one of the first.
Neither, the guys.
So, praise God for the 2-2.
Praise God for the passing. Uni is not easy. I tell you that for praise, free.
Like, to me, I would not have. I would not have gone if I could have my time again. I promise you, I would not have gone.
I'd still go.
I wouldn't. I did an apprenticeship. I've got a business administration MVQ. Hmm. I was in a good job. I could have been. By this point, I would have been. No one.
But yeah, I was gonna say that's the thing for me. I needed to go uni. I didn't know what I was. I didn't even need to go. I didn't know what I wanted to do. Mm. I went to college. I didn't go to college, but I didn't attend. But I was admitted to a college.
Enrolled.
That's the one. Enrolled in a college that I didn't really attend. Yeah. I didn't care about it. It was like, I had a troubled sixth form.
Yeah.
Stop. Fuck that. I had a troubled sixth form. And then I was like, I'm going to go uni because I don't know what else I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, and it honestly benefited me for like so much because it helped me realize what I want to go into. But for some people, it's not necessary.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's another change.
That's another coveted thing.
Like, we always assume we have to be in the same position as everybody else. Like Cameron was just saying, like, I took a gap year. And everyone was graduating without me, and I was like, gosh, I am just working my little job. It wasn't a little job, it was a good job, to be fair. But here I am just working and like feel like I'm not going nowhere.
And here's the crazy thing. I've got friends who already have mortgages who never went to. Like, so in my head, I think...
Same. And you know what? It vexes me enough.
But you look at your age, mate.
Look at me and say, hello, I'm a big woman. 25 years old with no mortgage.
That's me.
That's me.
25 no, in the same vein though, don't put like always carried me through in it. Like, so I have this thing on like my door and it says destined for greatness, just pacing myself. And that's always like stuck with me in it. So like
people pace themselves too much.
Obviously don't the thing is what you need to do is be proactive in it. So like take every single opportunity that you can get. Like there was an opportunity that came up that actually like fell through for me. It was quite like a good opportunity that I wanted to get through with, and it just fell through in it. And you know what, you just kind of have to just readjust yourself and just keep going with stuff. But yeah, just literally, I know for like the younger lot as well, like they want to like all this money and whatever. Listen, it
it's
will
not
come.
All about it.
Trust
it
me.
It will come. Don't worry
it's
about
it. If you got it, at least invest it, please, because it's going to be embarrassing. We got all this money at 20 and then I surpass you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It will be embarrassing.
For real.
Yeah, Talifa's thing would be embarrassing for everyone's stuff. So he's about to be sad still. It's about to be sad.
Just be smart with it.
Sponsor me Talifa's stuff.
I need a fiver.
I think like my
What's it?
I think my granddad told my mom that like the money you have in your youth, you'll never see it again. Like you actually will never see it again. So if you are being successful and you are really like advancing in life, then hold, like invest it, because it's important, because then you'll be like coveting on things when you realize actually I could have actually made that happen. Like there's obviously there's coveting when you can't and coveting when you could have as well. And it's like I think it's
do you think, just as a question to throw out, do you think that this generation that we live in covet more than the older generation?
100%.
I think there's more room to covet because we have social media now.
Accessibility
so,
as well.
So like you're seeing again. So you're like, it gets me so.
Has anyone else seen 17-year-olds in McQueen's? Because
I've seen
20-year-olds six-figure salaries in a house. How or six-figure houses?
Yeah.
Listen,
you know what the problem is as well. When we covet,
Airbnb
we
is a thing.
This image
is for real.
But in the same vein, though, I think some of it's worse. So it's just
some of you have these things, and then their story comes. Oh, let me not be too specific. But stories come out afterwards, and it's like they're asking for money.
Yeah, but just.
GoFundMe.
I didn't want to say it, but literally happened. So you have to, you know what I mean? Like, that's another thing. My mom always says to me, you're coveting on things that people can't even afford themselves. So you're actually wishing to be in the same situation where your situation's better. Are you mad?
Yeah, are you actually mad?
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Social media. Oh, yeah. This is the thing that I thought. This is a statement that I had. Nowadays, today, there's a certain figure, that is attractive.
Figure eight.
The hourglass.
Yeah. When I was at school, that was not what was attractive.
No, it wasn't.
What was not attractive?
Well, it wasn't what the
it's
the
so
thing.
Irritating. Go like on. Body types are trends because I remember.
They are trends.
I remember when breasts were in. People were getting implants. Yeah.
And now, breasts were in.
When he's saying this, breasts were in.
You were in school, like lower school.
It was.
I remember.
I feel like. amongst
no,
like, masses,
I think amongst
no,
most,
bro, because I've yeah,
because breast surgery was on the rise and implants.
I love breasts. I love
yeah,
breasts.
No, but I reckon they went for breast size.
Breasts with no ass though, like that's
yeah, but no one's asking for that.
No, they just want big breasts. If you got big breasts and over ass, then they're good.
Okay, remember page 3 and remember
it was
remember Jordan. Remember, what's her name? Not Jordan. Katie Price/Jordan.
Yeah, boobs like, out. It wasn't bottom.
That was everything. Was that
ridiculous?
That was everything. And now it's swung. And then it will swing
literally
back.
Gone to the
do
other
you
end.
Remember pencil eyebrows?
Yeah. With the thin lines. I'm so glad I didn't jump on that face.
Do you remember it?
My eyebrows weren't still good back in the day, but they weren't.
And
weren't
now, eyebrows off.
Literally, now people are doing the laminating thing now. Yeah. Now they want it bushy. Yeah. And I'm literally just like, I remember my friends used to go through rituals, like, because she had bushy eyebrows. And now I know that she's probably thinking, she went through all of that and now bushy eyebrows are a trend.
Imagine she got them lasered. And now, and then now,
it's ridiculous.
But that's the problem. Like when you cover, it actually doesn't even end up being worthwhile because
never
in the end,
especially when money's involved as well.
That's what I mean. Like, and I think the problem is with like younger people now, like the younger generation, and to be fair, our generation. Like everyone wants to have money because everyone appears to want to have the money image, and then they get into it or they try to get the money quick. And they end up in jail, or they end up
with a really bad credit score. Terrible.
That's
terrible.
Worse than jail. I can't.
It's
lie.
Worse.
That's
how worse. Are you getting a house?
Because how can I build with you? Do you know what I mean? Luckily, that's not my situation. But I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking.
I mean, your credit score. I think it refreshes every 6 years. If you've got like, it depends on the amount. Depends on the amount.
I don't know.
I think so.
I've got a good
credit score. Is it a clear score? That's it. And I've got experience as well.
Honestly, the app's so good.
I used to have a overdraft, but always been out of it.
Mine's
so I'm hoping that's boosted it.
But anyway,
sorry. Yeah.
The point is that like, so it. It doesn't pay off. Like, in the end, either you have, like, the problems with the credit score, jail time, whatever it wants to be, or, like, you realise that you've got all this money and you've got nothing left.
And you're not even happy.
Yeah. That's the thing.
I don't think people deep that, you know, like, rich, like, there's a lot of rich people that are not happy.
Yeah,
because money don't buy happiness.
Yo.
But the thing is, I think it's very easy to look at something and think it will make you happy. I am guilty. I will buy trainers and think, oh, and then they come and I'll be honest, I don't actually really want them. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wanted them when they were on the way.
Yeah.
I wanted them when they were on the model on Instagram. Yeah. However, when they are in my bedroom, I'm thinking that's a waste of £95.
That is exactly what happened to me with them trainers outside.
That's a waste of £95.
And I forgot to return them, but it's okay. And that's the thing.
But is it?
They still look. I mean, I didn't pay. I don't mind.
That's
the exact
why.
Same reason. Yeah.
Anyway, I think are we done? Are we finished?
I don't know. Are we?
What's our message for COVID then?
Guys, just be real.
Stay in your lane.
Pace
yourself.
It's okay. If your friends are flying high,
be happy for them.
Be happy for them.
Don't
and just
be yourself.
Just don't push the boat
also,
out, you know?
A lot of the times people are building secretly and you don't even know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
A person will
be
have
that
dega-dega car for the longest time.
Oh my days.
And they're just like, they're coining it in and you ain't got no idea.
Yeah.
No idea. And then, I don't know.
Live with your parents for as long as possible.
Adulting is like, has taught me that like people's positions just can just change in it. So like, obviously, when like you qualify to be something...
Trust me.
I mean, yeah.
Even
true.
COVID? All of a sudden, who's important?
Well,
like, all the... all the, like, what is important?
A lot of people
like...
wanted to be business owners now don't want to be business owners. Everyone's pushing entrepreneurship and then they ain't got no holiday pay,
bro. Do you know those people that do, like, brows, lashes? They're in the money when the money is there to be made. However, because you're not paying taxes now... You've got no accountant, so you are pushing it into your pocket, and now COVID comes.
She's got no.
And you ain't got a single penny because you never did you text her. You didn't do it. Now you poor. Oh, dear.
It's a real, like, my friend is in that exact same position. Like, she does like facials and massages and all them things there, but she's had no clients for 3.5 months. She can't wait to go back to
work. Scary.
But you can live off your savings. Obviously, if it depends on, like, if you have savings. Also, if you have places, like, if you're living at home with your parents, cool. Mm-hmm. If you've got a mortgage to pay,
it's a bit peak.
It's over.
Very sticky.
Oh, that's the biggest one, guys.
Or a car.
When you get paid, put everything in your savings and live off.
Wow, no, don't do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Everything in your savings and live off minimum money.
There's different ways.
I was gonna say it's different for everyone. Really? It's different for everyone. Some people can't.
I wouldn't do that.
If you live
with
your parents, and you have no debit.
I still wouldn't do that personally, though.
Neither.
I've got some in my savings.
Yeah.
Because you know what happened to me? Like, I just know.
I've not really been on a salary, so when I get money, I get really happy.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, same. I haven't been on, like, a consistent.
My doctor's salary won't be that great to begin with, but I have to pace myself because I might go. If you see me driving a car that you know I can't afford,
just look the other way.
No, tell me to put it back.
I'll say look the other way.
The other way. Not yet. Not yet. Tell me to pay as well. That's alright.
Now, yeah, cool. I think I scroll away. There are nights out that I don't go on because.
Nights out? What?
Not those kind of. I mean, like Nando's. That's what I mean.
Oh, dinners.
That's not a night out, bro.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I think we're getting to the
end.
So that's been literally the
Ten Commandments series.
That's been
the
Ten Commandments series.
You know what? I feel like it's the Ten Commandments, one of the ones that you could, like, eventually come back to again.
Again and again.
Yeah, definitely. Because the law of God still goes throughout the whole Bible.
Definitely.
So
I feel like we've covered it in a light way, but in a nutshell.
Yeah.
But there's depth, and it's the onion that keeps on giving.
And that has been the After Sundown podcast.
Why did you say that?
See you later.
Pause it.
End it.
Like a pistachio.
And that has been the After Sundown podcast with Abby, Key, Justin, Miguel T, Alvin, future Alvin, and Cameron.
And Adrian.
Boom.
And Adrian. On occasion, about to leave.
Just in the background.
Smile.
It's not my smile.
Bye guys.
What's up, people? Thank you for listening to the After Sundown podcast. Remember, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Deezer, so share with a friend. Also, follow us on Instagram at After Sundown Podcast. If you've got any questions or just looking for any more information, slide into our DMs. God bless.